You are tuned in to Lightworkers Lounge, a podcast for spiritual souls on their journey of enlightening the world. I'm your host, Stephanie Powers. Welcome.
Some of my closest friends lately have been saying, Steph, what are you going through over there? What big change in your life are you making? And I'm like, how do you know? How did you know before I've even told you yet? And they're like, because you don't post anything. You go quiet. Every time it's a good change or a bad change, it doesn't matter. You just go quiet. And I'm like, dang, y'all have me figured out. I didn't realize the depths of sharing my personal life so openly on such a large platform. It's wild. So hey guys, welcome to another episode of Lightworkers Lounge. Wow. I don't even know where to begin. I literally have no agenda in front of me, no schedule, no guest this week, no topic to discuss. This is just me hitting record and freestyling a discussion with you as if you were sitting here with me. So I've been going through a lot of tough life changes and good tough, a really good tough, but even just talking about it right now and how to sort it out and share it with you and use it as a message to encourage you to go through with tough life changes in order to chase your dreams is kind of giving me a headache because it's just so much at once. So I'm going to do my best. Bear with me. Let's just start by telling you that I'm recording this podcast live in the Florida Keys. I'm home. I'm home. Can you hear my voice echo? I'm in a big, beautiful home in Key Largo this time, so a little bit away from Key West, but in the Florida Keys nonetheless. We've got a few plants. We've got a futon. I'm sitting on one cheap IKEA chair we bought because everything is out of stock because of Corona, so it's not the best time to move, but our spirit guides told us to move here. They did. We were divinely guided. And I say we. Yes, I'm not alone this time. I'm not a free spirit girl living in a tiny treehouse with no bathroom or kitchen. This time, I feel like I've graduated in the sense of adulthood. I have a beautiful home with a kitchen where I can prepare and share all of my healthy recipes. I'm not cooking like vegan mac and cheese on a hot plate outside under a palm tree like I used to when I lived in my treehouse, which was so much fun. But towards the end of that saga, the treehouse saga, we'll call it, I got really tired. I mean, I'm 31. I turned 31 in that treehouse, and I was diagnosed with the autoimmune disease Hashimoto's when I was 25. I reversed it. I didn't cure it because you cannot cure autoimmunity. It lies dormant in your body until your lifestyle activates it again. So let's just say I'm a sensitive flower. And living in a treehouse with no kitchen or bathroom, I couldn't take Epsom salt baths. I couldn't juice celery every morning. I couldn't create my own healthy salads. It got hard, and my body started to really take a toll. I developed a rash on my cheeks and my arms, which I believe now is rosacea, but I don't know. It just got tough, and JL, my best friend turned lover, he swooped in and was like, okay, we'll come to Texas. You and I can get a place together since we've been talking for over a year. It just seemed like best friends rooming together. We fell in love. And now we are back in the Florida Keys together. And I'm so excited about it. It feels so right. You know, I think JL especially was expecting me to just be like squealing and giddy and like, yes, I'm home, which I feel inside. But there's also just this feeling of comfortability, like a big warm blanket has been wrapped around me. Like, it just feels right. What I've always meant to do. Now, earlier I mentioned that our spirit guides directed us down here because I know some of you are probably like, whoa, what happened? I haven't posted on my personal Instagram since June 1st, so a couple weeks. Wow, this is the longest I haven't posted, but I just don't have anything to say right now. I know for a fact that I will. Once I get settled here, my mind is just all over the place. Like, I must get a bed, must have sheets. I mean, you guys know, if you've listened to the show for a while, I lived out of my little Subaru Forester. Everything I owned fit in the back of a Subaru Forester. I don't have a mattress. I don't have a bed frame, kitchen utensils, couch, bath towels. I've literally been living out of fully furnished Airbnbs since I got a divorce spring of 2018. So this has been an experience, and a lot is coming up. You know, this has been my dream to have a partner like JL, to talk about starting a family in the tropics, to, just everything I have right now has been what I've wanted. But I'm finding it's hard for me to accept. It's hard for me to let it in. I think about when we're out furniture shopping, it's like, holy shit. A couple of things come up. One, money. Even though JL and I both have salaries, we both make money. So it's not really an issue financially. But it pops up in my mind like, oh my God, a bed is $1,000? That is more than I used to pay a month to live in an Airbnb. Like, that's insane. But, you know, JL and I talk about being together for a long time. So he reminds me, like, Steph, it's an investment. Once we buy and build a home, like, it's coming with us. And we don't have to ever buy it again. Like, it's an investment. But then that makes me cringe because I guess I'm still not healed from being married and that ending. Because when I got married, I never expected to get a divorce. I never wanted the big D word on my life resume. And here it is. And so even with JL, I'm like, you know, we're not married, but we talk about being together for quite a while. And it's like, what's cropping up is trauma from when I went through my divorce. And like in 3 days, I had to sell all of my stuff, get out and move out. It was just so traumatic for me. And so I kind of feel that coming up again as JL and I buy new furniture and a mattress and a shoe rack and a coat rack and a futon and a desk. It's like, this is sad to admit, but inside I feel like, oh my gosh, what's going to happen if we break up? How am I going to sell all of this? How am I going to get rid of all of this? This is a lot of stuff. So there's the conflicting polar opposites in my brain. One, on the right side, I want my own family. I want to raise them somewhere tropical. I want to grow our own avocados and bananas and have hibiscus trees around our front porch with a swing. Like, I've dreamt of that since I was probably 13. You know, I've even said I want to give a birth in the ocean with dolphins, and I mean that shit. So there's that. I've always dreamt of it. I want it. I've worked towards it. I got a divorce, which is like the hardest thing I've ever done, because I knew that I had to do that in order to get that dream, because that tropical family dream was not going to happen with the person that I was with, and I knew it. So I went through that tough decision to get to this point. Now on the other end, I'm terrified of it. And as I'm talking to you, I'm kind of sorting it out in my mind. It's like, I'm terrified of it only because I'm terrified of losing it, of not achieving it. And so it's like, well, I could just sit back and not try. I could go right back to living in that treehouse, being a bachelorette and living by myself and doing whatever I want, whenever I want. But I'm missing out on what could be the greatest dream of my life that far exceeds anything I've ever had in my brain. You know, what's that quote? In order to achieve great abundance or great love, you must risk greatly. In order to achieve great abundance, you must risk greatly. So I think that's just where I'm at right now, is I'm processing these wild emotions. On one hand, I am so excited, and when I walked in this beautiful home that JL and I created together and found together and manifested together, my jaw dropped, and it was like, wow, I never thought, you know, this is coming from the girl who grew up on welfare with a single mom and an autistic brother, And we've never really lived in anything brand new and nice. And so I walked in here the other day, and when we arrived here in the Keys, and I was like, what? It's almost like I feel like I don't deserve it. It's like I can't accept it. It's weird. It's almost, I've even found JL. He's like, let's buy all new stuff. And I'm like, no, I want to go on Craigslist and find like old cheap stuff. And that is so bizarre to me, because it's like, now that I have the ability to buy the new stuff, I don't want it. I want the older, cheaper stuff because it feels better financially, but also because I like making things my own. It's just conflicting. And that's why I've been pretty silent on social media, because I pour my heart into everything I post. I don't just post to keep a curated, aesthetically pleasing grid on my Instagram, be it my personal one, Stephanie's_destiny, or Lightworkers Lounge. I do it energetically. You know, I get probably one email a day of people asking, how did you grow your followers organically? You didn't pay for anything. You didn't have any help. No, it's literally been me for 2 years, one man band. And it's because I tap into the collective. And I think, what do we all as a collective need to hear right now? And I've been so tapped into my own emotions that it's really hard to tap into the collective and talk to you guys and share what you need to hear. But perhaps everything I've been saying and freestyling is what you need to hear. So here it is. But that's why I've been really quiet on social media too. And of course, with everything going on in the world, I almost posted this thing on Lightworkers Lounge that was, I found it a couple weeks ago when shit got really intense. It's this picture of aliens, or like people dressed as aliens, and they say, oh shit, we're up next. Fuck, I'm nervous. But it's true. It's like 2020 has been just mind-numbing. At first it was like, whoa. And then Corona hit and it was like, oh, whoa. And then this whole social distancing quarantine thing came and it was like, what the fuck? Like, what the actual fuck? And then the Black Lives Matter movement, which is gaining so much traction, and it's beautiful and it's much needed, but it's like, whoa. Like, heavy energy on heavy energy on heavy energy. And then I just read something before I hit record to talk to you guys. Let's see here. Oh yeah, I found this on @soulguidance on Instagram. He posted something saying, if you're wondering why the world is crazy right now, there are two eclipses this month, full moon lunar eclipse and new moon solar eclipse during four retrogrades and summer solstice all this month. That's extreme universal energy. Everything happening on Earth is happening in the heavens. And in my mind, it's like, tranquilo, whoa, what? We've already had so much shit go down and you're telling me there's more? My anxiety has been bad, guys, and I don't know. I just, usually when I move, like when I move from Texas here to the Keys, you guys know, if you follow my personal Instagram @Stephanie's_destiny, you know I always make these music videos. I always document it. And I was going to do a Dear Diary. Longtime fans, you guys know, during huge changes like moving or starting a new relationship, I always record an episode called Dear Diary. I'm moving across the country. Dear Diary, I've fallen in love. Where I record for about 5 days in a row, 10 minutes at the end of each day, where I talk about the ups and downs of going through such a monumental change. But this time around is the first time I didn't, and it's partially because I've been with JL the whole time, so I've really wanted to just focus my energy on him and connecting with no social media, no phones, no nothing, just really connecting. But also because I'm numb. That's all it is. I don't know what to say because I don't know what I'm feeling. It's like I told you, my brain wants to be so happy, but my heart just feels so heavy. And I think that right there is the collective energy. It's the collective energy. So what can you take from this episode? If your heart is telling you to do something, go do it. And I know that is like the resounding message of Lightworkers Lounge, right? I've sent you guys that message in so many different forms. But I want you to know that it's okay to follow your heart. No matter if you think you have all of your financial ducks in a row, if you seek approval from your family and your loved ones, if you're trying to decide what's best for your children, if you know, just really focus on yourself and what you want and what you want to do. Right now, we need that more than ever in the world. We need more love. We need more joy. And the only way you can authentically ruminate that back into the collective is if you are genuinely happy. If you are authentically feeling joyful. The universe knows. You can't bullshit the universe. It knows the vibration you're sending out. A lot of people tell themselves they're happy, they're okay. But they're settling. They're settling for okay because it's comfortable. But deep down, when they lay their head to bed at night, they're thinking about other things. That was me. How do I know this? Because that was me. They're dreaming about other people. They're dreaming about other jobs. They're dreaming about different places, different lives. And I used to tell myself, like, nah, that ain't for me. Like, I'll just follow the cool Earthy Andy Instagram profiles on Instagram and just live vicariously through them. That'll never be me. But no, as I was saying the other day on our Q&A, that whisper of the intuition will turn into a roar. And when it turns into a roar, it gets messy and it gets scary and it's loud and you're kind of like pushed off of a cliff to chase your dreams. So instead of waiting until that whisper turns into a roar, go when you hear the whisper. Go when the whisper just turns into a voice like mine right now. Listen to it. I mean, fuck, the world's already coming to an end. You've got everything to gain and nothing to lose. You've got everything to gain and nothing to lose. What interferes with your happiness? Is something preventing you from achieving your goals? I know for me it was childhood traumas paired with a lack of confidence to achieve my dreams. A multitude of things that prevented me from fulfilling my duties as a light worker. So, Lightworkers Lounge has partnered with a company called BetterHelp. BetterHelp is an online counseling service where you can connect with a personal, professional counselor in a safe and private online environment. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with a licensed professional counselor, and you can begin communicating in as little as 24 hours after signing up. You can now get help on your own time and at your own pace. You can schedule secure video or phone sessions, plus chat and text with your therapist anytime you need them. BetterHelp has licensed professional counselors who specialize in things like depression, anger, stress, anxiety, relationships, trauma, family conflicts, LGBT matters, and many more. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if you need to. I love that about BetterHelp, and it's also nice to not have to wait in an uncomfortable waiting room. You can literally connect with them from the comfort of your home. With 4 communication modes, text, chat, phone, and video, BetterHelp makes it easy to start sessions within 24 hours of signing up. I want to note, BetterHelp is not a crisis line. It's a place to receive continuous help to make sure your mental, emotional health is in tip-top shape. I want you guys to start living a happier life today, and I know we all need this more than ever. So as a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/lightworkers. Come join over 800,000 people who are taking charge of their mental health today. Again, that's betterhelp, HELP.com/lightworkers. So a lot of you are probably wondering, okay, Steph, how did your spirit guides tell you to go down to the Keys? How did you know when it was the right time? Well, I ignored everything else. I ignored financial stuff. I ignored career stuff. I ignored all of it. And I just listened to my heart. How did I do this? With a really strong ego, with anxiety. JL and I, whenever we have a falling out or we feel like we're losing touch with who we are as a couple, we like to take mushrooms, psilocybin. You guys listened to that podcast episode a few weeks back that I did with my mom. We talked about psilocybin, which is mushrooms, psychedelics, for mental health. So JL and I will do that. We'll call it a trip. We will literally go on a physical trip, travel somewhere, and block off just a day with no phones, no communication with the outside world, and just consume mushrooms and have long conversations. It helps so much because, in my experience, psilocybin dissolves the ego. It dissolves barriers between you and yourself, but also barriers between you and your partner of all of a sudden things you're afraid to say or embarrassed to say or fearful of saying dissolve, and you have all the confidence in the world to say, well, I feel this way, and I've felt this way for a while. And if your partner is consuming with you, their barriers are dissolved. So they'll say, wow, really? I didn't know that. Well, I guess that makes sense. Let's talk about it. That is our experience with them, and it's been fantastic. So when we did this, we went to a beautiful mountain town in New Mexico. We had a conversation about where we wanted to live because with the coronavirus, our lease at our place in Austin was up early, June 1st, and we had to figure out where to go. And we said, well, ultimately, our goal is to get down to the Florida Keys. But we were like, well, with the coronavirus, the Keys are literally shut down, blocked off, cannot get into them, and it's probably not smart to move, and then there's work stuff, and all kinds of barriers. But we worked through it, and we literally received the message. Like, it was a sand clock that we were shown, a sand clock. And then I saw the seahorses, as you guys know, my long-term listeners, the seahorse is my symbol to get back to the Keys. And I saw that. Oh, what did we see? You guys know also that I have this strange synchronicity with Montana. I don't know if it's the actual state and I have to go there, but I remember we were hugging in the kitchen of this beautiful mountain cabin we were staying in, and I was squeezing JL tight, and I opened my eyes and looked over his shoulder, and on this black fridge with nothing else on it, on the side, there was a magnet with a, it was a white magnet with a rainbow, and it was like 444 Montana Avenue. I'm like, what in the world? I don't know quite what that means yet, but I also saw seahorses in a mountain town. And we were like, it's the Keys. We got to go. That's where we need to go. And so we're like, okay, the Keys aren't open. And June 1st is in like 2 weeks. We don't know how we're going to get there, but the goal is to get there. And I guess we'll just wait somewhere in the mainland Florida until they open. We woke up the next morning. I checked my email. The first thing in my inbox: Florida Keys mayor just announces that they are set to reopen on June 1st, exactly when our lease was up. So perfect. I mean, that was a moment that I was like, okay, the universe said, here you go. Like holding open the gates, saying, all you have to do is walk through. We are literally holding the gates open for you. So we were like, that's it. Let's go. Here it is. It's happening. We're just going to leap and the net will appear. Has been my motto. And you know what? Every time I've leapt, a net always appears. And I've learned so much about myself. Sometimes the net is a little bit ways down, closer to the ground. Other times, it is right at the top, and you're immediately caught, and you're immediately safe, and you don't have to free fall and be scared. But it always, always appears. So I'm going to let you guys go because I still want to go meditate and just zen out and focus on unpacking and my Taurus rising wants to just nest and make this place beautiful. I'm definitely going to post a lot more material to Instagram coming up. Thank you guys for still remaining here as I take a break. I really appreciate it. It really felt so sad to take a break from the podcast last week, but we were on the road. I think I was in Midland, Texas, about to leave and head towards Jackson, Mississippi, and I was just so running around, and my Subaru was so full because now we've got JL stuff with mine, and it was like, oh my gosh, I feel so unsettled. I just want to be home. I just want to go home. And if you guys are wondering, like, yeah, my lease was up June 1st, but JL had to be in Midland, Texas for work for a couple of weeks, so we lived out of a few Airbnbs there. And I was just feeling so, so unsettled. My Taurus rising was like, I need my nest. I need to be home. So I was just frazzled. And the Black Lives Matter movement with the killing of George Floyd. Oh, it was heavy. I just needed a break from social media. And I know you guys understand. And I hope maybe if you're listening to this, perhaps you've taken a break from Facebook and Instagram and Twitter as well too, and just focus on educating yourself and listening to things that uplift you and brighten your day and make you happy. Because that is what we need more than ever, is happiness. It's not cutting each other down. It's not forcing information down each other's throats. It's happiness. Because when we're happy, we feel good. And when we feel good, we are, our ears and our eyes are open to absorbing information that a lot of us want to share with each other to create peace. So, I love you guys. I promise I'll get back to posting. The podcast will be back. There's so many changes I want to make to Lightworkers Lounge. I want to open a Divine Banana here in the Keys. You guys know my acai bowl cafe. That's still on the chopping block. Still want to create it. Everything is happening exactly as it should. And if you're listening to this feeling like, oh my gosh, my life feels upside down. I feel numb. I don't know what to do. I don't know if I should talk to that person, move to that place, quit that job, apply to that job. Don't worry about it. Tune into your heart. Tune into what feels good and right. The Keys have always felt good and right. And I'll be honest with you guys. Since we moved here, have I had moments of, oh my gosh, what am I doing? Of course I have. But now that I'm 31, I know, and I've gone through so many life changes, drastic life changes in my 31 years. I know that even when I make decisions that I know intuitively to my core are the right decisions, I still feel apprehension. I still have moments where it's like, fuck, I don't trust myself. Did I make the right decision? That's just my ego. That's just my ego that wants to cling to the familiar. You know, JL's going to laugh when he listens to this, but while we were driving out here and getting through mainland Florida, there was a little piece of me that was like, oh, I just want to go back to Texas because I've been there for 3 months and now it's familiar. But I was like, the entire time I was there felt like I was wearing two left shoes. And the moment I finally get to leave, I'm like, well, wait. No, that's my pattern. I recognize it in myself and I know it's normal. I've done it in relationships too. Of course, when I first got my divorce and I lived on my own out of my Subaru, it was like, wow, why would I give up such a lush, posh life with a freaking luxury apartment that looks like a Pinterest board to live out of my car and couch surf, you know? But I had to stuff it down and say this is all a part of the process. So now that I'm here in the Keys, living in a big girl house with a very, very healthy relationship with a partner who I couldn't even dream of the level of support he gives me, it's like I just have to find time to ground and center myself and express gratitude and feel gratitude. Like, Steph, you wanted this and here it is. Here it is. That makes me really happy to think about. Okay, you guys, I hope you learned a thing or two from this. Thank you for getting caught up with me. We are in very tricky times right now. Cosmic energy is just boom, boom, boom. My anxiety has been bad. The other day, I was so, so tired. I felt like I was chronically ill or something because I just couldn't stay awake. And we were furniture shopping. Like, I'm a Taurus rising. I love to make my home aesthetically pleasing. It gives me joy and passion. But I couldn't. I even told JL, like, the last furniture store we stopped at, I was like, I can't go in. I'm going to die. I'm so tired. So he took me home and I took a 4-hour nap. So you're not alone if you're listening to this and you feel like you're falling back in a depression or your anxiety is revving back up, or you just don't feel passion for anything right now. You feel disconnected. You feel like, well, shit, I've always wanted to do this, and now I feel like my purpose is completely gone. If you thought you knew your purpose, and now you're questioning it, you're in good company, and that's normal for right now. If you have still been trying to find your purpose, and you haven't yet, and you feel even more disconnected from it, two steps backwards, you're in good company, and it's perfectly normal right now. The way I like to think of eclipse season we're in it now, is it's a portal. It's a tunnel. And I had these visions when I was on mushrooms. It's a tunnel. And we just entered this tunnel, and now it's dark, and people are honking their horns, and it's echoing, and it's weird noises you never heard before, and you're uncomfortable and the tunnel's getting more and more narrow and it's squeezing you and you're like, when the fuck am I getting out of this? I don't see the light at the end of it. But there is an end of it and you will jump into the light. And when you come out, you'll be a completely different person. If you want more info about this, go back a few episodes and listen to Tara, the astrologer. We did an update on the eclipses a few weeks ago. It's a really good episode that dives deep into the astrology behind what we're going through. And I think I'm going to have another astrologer come on the show. One of my Instagram favorites reached out to me. So stay tuned for that. Promise I'll be back. Promise I'll be back on Instagram. Okay, if you guys would like to book a one-on-one session with me, I am still doing that from my beautiful home in Key Largo. Just ignore that everything behind me is completely blank. I'm a minimalist, and then I'm really picky about what I decorate my home with. I really want to bring good energy into it. I don't like buying stuff from big box stores. I want to get it from homemade local artists and Etsy shops to support small business, especially support small black-owned businesses. So that's what I'm trying to do. If you want to work one-on-one with me, go to lightworkers-lounge.com and click on coaching. I would love to provide you with guidance. And we do tarot readings. I read your birth chart and we just talk about you and why you are the way you are. And we talk about twin flame relationships or how to start a podcast and how to make a big move. We talk about everything. I love connecting with you guys on these personal one-on-one calls. And we're also doing it on Zoom FaceTime call. But if you're a little bit more introverted, we're also doing it on WhatsApp. So we can just send text or audio messages back and forth. There will be a section on the form to select that. Also, please come join us for Friday bonus chats. JL, my boyfriend and I, my best friend turned boyfriend. It's still weird to call him boyfriend. I don't like that term. It doesn't suit him well. He's such a big part of my life. We've kind of turned the Friday bonus chats into the J&S show, where like last week we recorded a really good one. Oh, I wanted to use it for the main episode so bad. But we talked about co-parenting because he has two little children. And we talked about what it's like for me to enter into a relationship with someone who has kids, but also what it's like for him to date when he has two kids and the pros and cons of that. So if you are not already subscribed, go to lightworkerslounge.podbean, that's P-O-D-B-E-A-N, podbean.com. lightworkerslounge.podbean.com, click on any Friday bonus chat, and scroll to the bottom and hit subscribe. It's $9.99 a month and you can cancel absolutely anytime you want. When you subscribe, you get access to the past, I think we're at like 58 old episodes where I teach you how to feng shui a house. I teach you how to do your own tarot readings. And then there's a lot of episodes that dive deep into JL and I's relationship and what it's like to be married, what it's like to be divorced, because he was too. And they're really raw, open, vulnerable episodes because the audience is a lot smaller, so I feel less cautious to drop names and just be myself. So lightworkerslounge.podbean.com, click any Friday bonus chat to subscribe. I will see you guys on Instagram at lightworkerslounge and my personal one at Stephanie's_destiny. I have been waiting so long to say this, but I am sending you so much love and abundance and big puffy thunderstorm goodness outside of my window from the Florida Keys and beyond. Bye, guys.
I lie here restless like lines for a guest list, waiting for your message. I call out your name, but nobody answers. We spiral like dancers. I write you these last words to say. I'm begging, begging, begging you to please don't go. I don't wanna see you be with someone else. Don't make me drive at night in Hollywood as evenings go. I don't wanna put what we have on the shelf. I only want you.
want you to hold.